Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Everybody ought to praise the Lord.
Muted.
Welcome you to the Prayer News Network. Amen. I am your co-host, Emmanuel Hoax. Amen. Thank God for our visionary founder of the Prayer News Network, Evangelist Annette Bradley. Amen. We thank God. Amen for her. We thank God for all the people of God. Amen. Each one of you, amen, that have called in tonight. Amen. To be with us, amen, on this broadcast. Amen. And we thank God, amen, for you. Amen. We want you to know that we appreciate you. Amen. We want you to know that we thank you for your prayers and your support. Amen. But most of all, we thank God, amen, for the Lord. Amen. What the Lord is doing in this hour, what he's doing in this season for his people. Amen. And we know tonight that God, amen, has great things in store for us. Amen. And we are just excited tonight, amen, about the Lord. We thank him for being our Savior. We thank him for being ahead of our life. We thank him for being, amen, Lord of Lord and King of Kings. Amen. He sits high and he looks down low. Amen. And all day long, God has been watching over us. Amen. We appreciate it today. We're so grateful. Amen. We thank God for each one of you once again, amen, that have taken time to be with us on this Prayer News Network. Amen. Global. Amen. We say welcome. Amen. Welcome. Amen. Amen. This is a place where the Spirit of the Lord is. There is liberty. Amen. This is here's the place. Amen. May not be in the building, but we're coming together on the phone line and on the radio. And amen. Just all around, we're coming together. Amen. Because we know that the Spirit of the Lord is here. Amen. And God wants to do something great in each one of our lives tonight. Amen. I don't know about you, but I need the Lord. Amen. And I want the Lord to do something for me tonight. Amen. I just declare right now that I'm not going to leave this line the same way in Jesus' name. Amen. You can go on feeling refreshed, feeling revived, and feeling strengthened even the more. Amen. To do what thus says the Lord. Amen. So we just take time out. Amen. Once again, to welcome you as you're still coming in. Amen. We say welcome to the Prayer News Network. Amen. We thank God, amen, for, amen, all of our listeners, and thank God, amen, for our Blog Talk Radio listeners. Amen. We want you to know that you are welcome. Amen. And God.
Entry and exit tones are off.
Welcome each and every one of you. Glory be to God. And we thank God how the Lord has kept us all day long. How the Lord just, amen, he shielded us and protected us. Amen. He gave us, amen, a new day, new mercy. Amen. His mercies are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. And I don't know about you, but I'm so grateful that the Lord's mercies are new every morning because I used up all of it on yesterday. So I needed brand new mercies on today. And truly, God, he gave it to me. Amen. He shielded us. He protected us. He looked out for us. He kept us from hurt, harm, or danger. He brought us through trouble. He brought us through problems and situations today. But thanks be to God. Amen. God did it all. Amen. And the Lord is on our side. Amen. We have no reason to fret or to fear. Amen. We just praise God and we thank God. Amen. For each one of you, we want you to take time out. Amen. To please text somebody. Amen. A few people, as many as you can. Amen. And so let them know that the Prayer News Network is on. Let them know that it's 9 p.m. and a few minutes after. And the Prayer News Network broadcast is on live. Amen. We want them to come and join us to be a part, amen, of this great meeting tonight. Amen. For what the Lord is going to do is truly God has a word for everybody. There is something that everybody can, amen, take with them tonight. Amen. Just from this prayer meeting. Amen. Whether, amen, it's just, amen, hearing from the Lord, getting answers, or just getting some strength from the Lord and whatever it is, God's got whatever you need. Amen. God, he has it today. Amen. So let's take time out, amen, to invite somebody, amen, onto this prayer meeting tonight. Let them know, amen, God has a blessing with their name on it. Amen. We come, amen, intentional as it's forestated, amen, by a visionary. Come, amen, expecting something. Come, amen, looking and believing, amen, that God is going to meet your need tonight. Amen. And we have a need. We all need God to do something in our lives. Amen. Whether it's in our family, whether it's even on our job, in our neighborhood, or just personally, just within ourselves. Amen. We all have need for God to do something. Amen. But I want you to know God is able and willing to do just that. Amen. So we just thank God, amen, for all things. We thank God once again for each one of you as you're coming in. Amen. We're giving people a few minutes to come on in and get settled. Amen. Get your minds and your hearts prepared. Amen. Get settled in the Lord. Amen. Time to calm down from the hustle and the bustle. Amen. From this and that, from all day long. And it's time to bring our minds in. Amen. It's time, amen, to bring our minds in so we can prepare our hearts and our minds, amen, to hear from the Lord tonight. Amen. Truly, because God will speak, but we want to be able to hear, amen, when the Lord speaks to us directly. Amen. Let us know what it is that he wants us to know. We don't want to miss it. Amen. We don't want to miss, amen, the move of God. Amen. And the voice of God. We want to be sensitive to the Spirit of God to be able to hear what the Spirit saith unto the church. Amen. So we praise God, amen, for each one of you. Amen. 1K4 say we thank God for our Blog Talk Radio listeners. We thank God for our international listeners as well. Amen. Those of you that, amen, all around the world, amen, the four corners of the earth, amen, this broadcast is reaching all four corners of the earth, north, south, east, and west. Amen. I tell you, God is doing an amazing thing. God is just doing an awesome thing. I tell you, amen, 21 days, amen, turned out to be over a year. Amen. Over 365 days. Amen. I tell you, this is the Lord. Amen. And I'm so grateful just to be a part, amen, of this great work of the Lord. Amen. It wasn't nothing that I planned. It was nothing that, amen, was talked about. But it was ordained and orchestrated by God in the Holy Ghost. And I praise God for being a part of this Prayer News Network family. Amen. I just tell you, I'm just grateful. It's been a blessing. Amen. And each night, I just look forward to it. Every night, amen, I get something out of this Prayer News Network. And we hope the same for you. Amen. We're pretty sure that you are, because if not, you wouldn't be coming to this line. But, amen, you're coming to this line because you're getting something, amen, that you need from the Lord. Amen. We want to encourage you, amen, to continue to hold on and hang in there. Amen. Because you haven't seen nothing yet. Amen. The best is yet to come. Can somebody say that with me tonight and believe it? The best is yet to come. Amen. We believe that. We decree it. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. So we want you to, amen, just, amen, be encouraged. Look to the Lord. Trust him. Amen. And speak. Amen. Speak faith. Amen. Over your life. And watch God work. Amen. So we just bless God for all things. Amen. Thank God for all my international listeners that are coming. Amen. All, amen, on the, amen, the other side of the continent. Amen. The world. And I tell you, amen, Italy, China, Canada, Brazil, the UK, Tortola, Nassau, Bahamas, India, Nigeria, Lebanon, Cambodia, Uganda, Haiti. I tell you, the British Virgin Islands, South Africa. Amen. I'm sure probably there's others that I did not even call. Amen. Jamaica, Puerto Rico, and just everywhere. We just praise God. Amen. For what the Lord is doing. And amen. We thank you for being a part. Amen. Of this broadcast. We thank you. Amen. For tuning in to hear. Amen. What thus saith the Lord. And I tell you, the Lord's been blessing. He's been sending his word. Amen. He's been, amen, sending, amen, prayer. Some nights we just had prayer, intercessor prayer. And I tell you, amen, prayer warriors come and they just pray, intercede before God. Amen. Other times, amen, when speakers come forth, they come, amen, with a word and power and demonstration. Others come teaching, amen, exhorting, breaking the scriptures down. Amen. So much great things, amen, is going on, amen, in this Prayer News Network. We're just so grateful for, amen, for, amen, the variety that the Lord gives us, amen, that we can, amen, feast on and be ministered to. Amen. Thank God for all of our soloists that come forth and sing unto the Lord. Minister to us through the, amen, song. We thank God for each one of you. Amen. For blessing us. Amen. Using your gift and your talent that God has, amen, given unto you. Amen. To bless his people. We want you to know we appreciate each one of you. Amen. We take time out. Amen. To, amen, let you know this is a live recorded broadcast. Amen. We record live every night. Amen. If you would like to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast, amen, at the end of the broadcast, we will give you two numbers wherein you could text. amen, to request a copy of tonight's broadcast or any other night that you may desire to have. Amen. We'll be sure that you get that broadcast as soon as possible, the Lord's will. Amen. So we just bless God. Amen. We just praise God. And amen. I don't know about you, but amen. I'm excited. Amen. I was glad when they said unto me, amen, let us call into the prayer line. Amen. See, we're not in the building, so, but I'm still glad when they said unto me, amen, let us go into the house of the Lord. Amen. And we are in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Right where you are, right where you sit, whether it's in your home, your job, we are in the presence of the Lord. Amen. So we give God praise for that. Hallelujah. We give God glory for that. Amen. And so we want you, amen, to just enjoy yourself tonight. Amen. Just loosen up. Amen. It's okay to say thank you, Jesus. It's okay to clap your hands. It's okay to say praise the Lord. It's even okay to shout if you feel it. Amen. Whatever the Spirit leads you to do tonight, it's all right. Amen. Do it in the Holy Ghost. Amen. We give honor to where honor is due tonight. Amen. We thank God for all of our leaders. Amen. We thank God for our visionary founder. Amen. For her head, her covering. Amen. We thank God, amen, for the late Apostle James, S.T. James. Amen. We thank God for him. Amen. For his labor in the vineyard. Amen. Many years, amen, traveling, amen, all over the world, declaring the word of God. Amen. We thank God, amen, for him, his life, his legacy. Amen. That he has, amen, left on this earth. Amen. The example that he has given as well. Amen. To his family. Amen. We praise God for all the officials. Amen. Amen. One by one and name by name, each and every one of them that God has instilled, amen, and placed, amen, to continue to carry the torch, amen, to continue to deliver this word of God, amen, to preach, amen, this unadulterated gospel. We thank God, amen, for each and every one of them, amen, for Pastor Taylor, Mother Taylor, amen. Thank God, amen, for, amen, my leaders, amen, Bishop, amen, Richard Jackson, Northern District Bishop, Bishop Lewis Marshall, Mother Marshall, Southern District Bishop and Mother, amen, to my local pastor covering, amen, Pastor Mark Holds, amen, Lady Kalisa Holds, amen, we thank God for them, amen, truly praise God for the stand of righteousness, amen, that they have taken and yet taken, amen, and declaring God's word, preaching the word of God in season and out of season, amen, we praise God for that, amen, this is why we're still here, because of the preached word of God. Amen. We're not here because of our own choice and our own, amen, keeping. Amen. But we're here because we're kept by the preached word of God that we have heard and maintained in our heart. David says, thy word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against thee. Amen. And that's what's keeping us going is the preached word of God. Amen. That God has given to us each and every day of our life. So we thank God, amen, for that. We praise God for those that are, amen, leaders and preaching the word of God and delivering the word of God to us, helping us to make heaven our home. Amen. We want you to know we appreciate each and every one of you. Amen. We love you with the love of Jesus. Amen. Continue to do, amen, what it is that God called you to do. Amen. We thank God, amen, for each one of your leaders. Amen. You ought to stop and say, thank God for my leaders. Amen. Whoever they may be, whom God has placed in your life. Amen. You ought to appreciate them. Amen. And thank God for them. Because it's a sacrifice. Amen. It's not always easy. Amen. Leading God's people. But amen. They do it willingly. Amen. Out of obedience to the Spirit of God. So we thank God for each one of our leaders, those that are on the line, those that come to the line. Amen. Just to even support. Amen. We thank God for your prayers and your support. Amen. It means so much to us. Amen. We thank God for all things. Amen. We're getting ready to prepare for prayer. But we also take time to thank God and recognize all of our advisors. Amen. That the Lord has, amen, sent to this ministry. Amen. To this work. Amen. To be arm bearer to the woman of God. Amen. We thank God for each one of our, amen, advisors. Amen. That pull their weight, that know their place in God and do what they need to do. Amen. To help, amen, carry this gospel and see to it that the work of the Lord is carried out. Amen. So God bless each and every one of you. Amen. We appreciate you. We love you. Amen. I can speak in behalf of, amen, our visionary founder, Evangelist Bradley. Amen. We love you. We appreciate you. Amen. We love you so much. Amen. We want you to know, amen, that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Amen. So we just bless God for all things. We give God praise. Amen. Tonight we're just excited for what the Lord is, amen, is going to do and what he's about to do. And people of God, you don't have to leave this line the same way you came. Amen. If you're not feeling so well in your body, we don't even want to claim sickness. We don't even want to say that. But if you're not feeling so well in your body, amen, before this broadcast is over with, amen, we want you to say, amen, I'm well. Amen. Amen. If you're, amen, down and out, amen, we want you to speak that God's going to encourage me. God's going to lift my spirit. Amen. If you're not saved tonight, amen, just speak it. God is going to save me. God's going to do the work in my life. Amen. And God, he wants to meet that need tonight. Whatever the need is, trust God. He's able, and he has the power. Amen. So, amen, we just praise God. Amen. Let us prepare our hearts and our minds and put our minds on Jesus. Amen. We're going to go into our prayer. Amen. Song, amen, comes to my mind, little piece of.
The recording has started.
Yes, Lord. Tell God yes tonight. Yes, Lord. Amen. Let us put our minds on Jesus and pray. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes to your will tonight. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I so say yes tonight. Father God, we say yes to you, God. We say yes to your will tonight. Hallelujah. Yes to your will, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you tonight. Father, we just want to praise you, Lord. We got another yes, Lord. Down in our souls. We come to you tonight, God. We come praising your name. We come rejoicing tonight. Realize you've been so good to us. Oh, God, you spared our life. You let us see another day that wasn't promised unto us. Lord, we just want to thank you. Lord, we just got to thank you tonight. We got another praise down in our soul. We have another praise of God. We got another yes, Lord, down in our soul today. Yes to your will. Yes to your will tonight. Not our will, Lord, but your will be done. Your will, Jesus. Your will tonight, God. You know what's best for us. You know what to do, God. You know how to do it, Lord. You don't make no mistake. We accept your will tonight. We accept it, God. In the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we love you tonight. Because you first loved us. We love you. Oh, God, we love you. With all of our heart. With all of our mind. With all of our soul. And with all of our strength. We love you tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus. We appreciate you, Lord. Thank for all that you've done. Thank for what you're doing for us right now. We thank you for the Holy Ghost. Thank you for the keeping power. We're kept by the power of God. We're kept by your goodness. And we thank you. We just want to praise you. We just got to glorify you. We want to magnify you. We want to exalt your name of Jesus. Lord, you've been good to us. You've been better to us than we've been to ourselves. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we need you tonight. We come tonight, Lord, to exalt your holy name. We come tonight, Lord, to bless us. We bless you for blessing us in the mighty name of Jesus. Hosanna, let it be the rock. Let it be the rock of our salvation in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we come with a need. Oh, God, we need you tonight. We realize tonight
We can't make it by ourselves. We can't make it on our own. But we need you tonight, Lord. We're weak, but you are strong. Be our strength tonight, Lord. Strengthen us on every hand. Please, Lord. And that we come into your presence. We pray tonight, Lord, that you will sanctify us. Sanctify us through your word. Sanctify us. Make us clean. Make us all over again. Wash us in the blood. Wash me, Jesus. Wash me, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. We need to be washed. Wash our hearts. Sanctify this people. Purify us today. Purify us, God. Make us whole. Wash and wash away our sins. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Wash and make us whole again. Nothing but the blood. We need the blood tonight. We need the blood. Oh, God, your blood. The blood that came streaming down. Oh, Jesus. We know tonight that your blood will never lose its power. Your blood will have, oh God, will continue to watch us, will continue to keep us. Thank you for the blood that was shed on Calvary in the name of Jesus. Oh God, purify our minds. Work on us tonight. Work on our minds. Work on our hearts. Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Work on us tonight, Lord. Renew our souls. Revive us tonight. Our souls need to be revived. Revive us tonight, Lord. Send a fresh anointing. Send a fresh anointing tonight. Anoint us and re-anoint us with our free spirit. See your power tonight. See your power, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, deliver the bound. Set the captive free. In the name of Jesus. Cause blinded eyes to come open. Cause the lame to walk tonight. Cause the dumb to talk tonight. Miracle, Lord. Work a miracle tonight, Lord. Turn things around. Turn it around tonight, Lord. Fix that problem, God. Fix that situation. Lift every burden tonight. In the name of Jesus. Let the weak say I'm strong. Let the sick say I'm healed. In the name of Jesus. Only you can do it, Lord. Oh, God, do it tonight. Not by might. Not by power. But by your spirit. Says the Lord. By your spirit tonight, Lord. Prove yourself, Jesus. Work in our favor. Work in our behalf tonight. In the name of Jesus. Save the unsaved. Look on the dying souls. Look on the lost souls tonight. Reach down from heaven. And save them tonight. Pull them out the fire, God. Deliver them tonight, Lord. Touch their minds. Touch their heart, Lord. Give them a mind to be saved. Give them a mind to turn from the error of their ways. In the name of Jesus, we know you can do it tonight. Lord, there's nothing too hard for you. Save the unsaved tonight. Oh, God, look on that man tonight. Look on that woman tonight. Look on that boy and that girl. In the name of Jesus. Save them before it's ever too late. Don't let it be said too late. Oh, God, help them, oh, God, to make up their mind. Help them make the right decision. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, save your people tonight. Save Israel, God. Oh, God, we want to make heaven our home. We want to see your face in peace. We want to hear you say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we need you tonight, Lord. We look to you, God. Let you take you at your word. You are the author and the finisher of our favor. Oh, God, you are soon coming to deliver. You're Alpha and Omega. You're the beginning and the end. You are the first and the last. Oh, God, hallelujah. You are God. You said, I am he, and that's my name forevermore. Oh, God, we love you. We praise you tonight. Have your way tonight, Lord. Oh, God, do what you want to do. You get the glory tonight. Even in this prayer service tonight, you get the glory tonight, Lord. Oh, God, look on every home that's represented. Everyone that's on the line tonight. Oh, God, we pray for blessings. We pray for salvation. We pray for deliverance tonight. We pray for healing for the body and the mind. In the mighty name of Jesus, heal that broken heart. Heal that wounded spirit tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, pick up the pieces of somebody's broken heart. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we know you can do it tonight. Oh, God, strengthen those that remain. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we know you're able tonight. We great things. We trust you tonight. Oh, God, even look on this prayer line. Oh, God, look on the visionary tonight. Look on Angel Bradley. God, continue to have your way in her life. Oh, God, continue to use her for your glory. Help, oh, God, strengthen her, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, strengthen her hands some more. Oh, God, to do your will. Oh, God, look on every advisor tonight. Oh, God, look on our leaders tonight. Oh, God, our leaders so far and near. Bless our leaders tonight, God. Strengthen their hands tonight, God. In the name of Jesus. Encourage their hearts tonight, God. Oh, God, we know that you're able. Let your will be done, God. Oh, God, look on our speaker tonight. Oh, God, look on your woman servant. Oh, God, the one that you have chosen for this hour and this day. Oh, God, to bring forth your word. We pray, oh, God, that you anoint her from the crown of her head down to the sole of her feet. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, speak to her tonight. Quicken her mortal body. Hide away her life, God. You take complete control. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, no more I, but it's you, Christ. Oh, God, it's all about you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we decrease. Oh, God, while you increase. Move self out the way so that you can have your way. Be glorified tonight, God. Oh, God, whatever you do, God, be glorified. Be pleased with us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we pray that all things be done deeply and in order. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we'll praise you. We'll glorify you. Father God, we count it done right now. Oh, God, we count it done. We declare it in the name of Jesus. We declare a victory tonight. Victory through the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, thank you for victory tonight. Oh, God, we declare it. Oh, God, we speak it and we believe it. And we shall receive in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for hearing our prayer. For thou always hears us when we pray. And we give you the glory. We give you the honor. Oh, God, in Jesus' mighty name. You do these things for us. We'll give your name to praise. All the glory and honor shall be thine. This prayer we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and thank God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Somebody ought to take time out just to bless the Lord right now. Come on and thank him. Come on and thank the Lord. Come on and glorify God. Lift up your voice and glorify God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Amen. The presence of the Lord is here. There's a sweet, sweet spirit on this line. And we know that it is the spirit of the Lord. Amen. Have God touched you already? Amen. Have you been touched by God tonight? Can you feel the presence of the Lord moving? Amen. I feel Jesus. Amen. Moving in my soul tonight. Amen. We give God all the praise. We give God all the glory. Amen. We can't thank him enough. Amen. We just can't thank him enough. David said, if I had 10,000 tongues, amen, I will praise the Lord with everyone. Amen. But we're going to use what we got tonight. Amen. We're going to give God our best praise. Amen. Because he's worthy. Amen. To be praised. Amen. And people, God, amen. We thank each one of you, amen, that's still coming in. Amen. We want to welcome you to the Prayer News Network. Amen. Global. Amen. We're glad, amen, that you're here tonight. Amen. We're glad, amen, that you come to fellowship and worship the Lord with us in spirit and in truth. Amen. Because God, amen, he's a good God. Oh, yes, he is. Amen. So we welcome you to the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. We thank God tonight, amen, for, amen, what the Lord, amen, is about to do and say and speak unto us. Amen. We hope that you're ready. We hope that you, amen, got your, amen, your notepad, amen, something to write with, amen, to take notes, amen, of the word of God. Write the vision, amen, write it down, amen, amen, those corners,
Amen. Those scriptures that God gives, write them down so that you could be able to go back and reflect and meditate, amen, and reread, amen, over the word of God, amen, to hear all that the Lord, amen, wants to say unto us in this hour and season. Amen. So we just bless God, amen, what the Lord has been doing for us. Amen. Tonight, amen, we have, amen, a guest speaker. Amen. This is her first time, amen, coming to our platform. Amen. She's been a listener, amen, from time to time. Amen. Listening in. Amen. But tonight we're so grateful, amen, and honored, amen, to have her, amen, as our guest speaker tonight. Amen. Truly, this is ordained of God. Amen. This is the Lord's doing and is marvelous in our eyes. Amen. We don't just go out and just, you know, just pull and select anybody, but we're led of the Lord. Amen. We're led of the Lord. Amen. And we, amen, acknowledge God, amen, to whom it will be that, amen, he chooses to use us, amen, in that hour. Amen. And tonight God has chosen to use this great woman of God, amen, in this hour, amen, this night. Amen. She's in the field. Amen. She's a licensed field evangelist. Amen. She loves the Lord. She loves the souls of men. Amen. And she labors in the vineyard. Amen. And God has called her out into the field. Amen. To labor. Amen. And she's been laboring up in, amen, Chester, Pennsylvania. Amen. She had, amen, been going, amen, laboring in Chester, Pennsylvania. Even before the pandemic, amen, she was out in the field. Amen. On the regular. Out there laboring in the vineyard for the Lord. And I tell you, God began to prove himself. God began to manifest himself even in her ministry, and he's yet proving himself in his ministry. And even after the pandemic began to come in, kick in, amen, God still began to use her in her ministry. He began to just, amen, amen, elevate her to a new level in ministry. Amen. And now, amen, the Lord began to birth out of her as well. Amen. Her, amen, prayer line as well. Amen. She has a prayer line as well. And amen, when she comes on, amen, at whatever point in time she's ready, amen, she can give you that information. Amen, she's on, amen, her prayer line is every night, amen, on a Wednesday evening, amen, and like 4:30, she can give you that information. But we just want you to know, amen, she's a laborer, she loves the Lord, amen, she's saved, sanctified, amen, Holy Ghost filled, and that with a burning desire, amen, to please God, amen. So tonight we're so honored to, amen, have her. Amen. She, amen, from, amen, our headquarters church, amen, out of Camden, New Jersey. Amen. That's where, amen, her headquarters is. Amen. Her home church. Amen. But like 4:30, she's a field evangelist. Amen. And she labors in the field. Amen. For the Lord. So tonight, amen, we're so honored to have her. Amen. And we introduce to you tonight. Amen. We introduce to you. Amen. And present to others. Amen. None other than evangelist, amen, Martha Colbreath, amen, from Camden, New Jersey. Amen. God bless you, woman of God. You can push star 6. Come on over to the platform side. God bless you, evangelist Martha Colbreath.
God bless you. God bless you. Praise the Lord.
Yeah, praise
the
Lord.
God the glory and the honor. Praise God. Truly, God, he is good, and he's worthy of every praise. And I just thank God for this opportunity to come before you. I just thank God. It's a privilege and an honor to bring the word of God. We give honor to our president and pastor of the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God. We're located in Camden, New Jersey. Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr. is our president and the Northern District Overseer. And our vice president and pastor of Victory Temple Church of God in Jacksonville, Florida, Pastor Lewis Marshall, Sr. We give honor to God, to the visionary and founder of the Prayer News Network, who is Evangelist Annette Bradley. God bless you, Evangelist Bradley. And also Minister Emmanuel Hogs and everyone that's on this listening line. We give honor to you tonight. Truly, God, he is good. Like Mr. Emmanuel stated, we want to decrease, but we want God to increase. And we want him to send his word tonight. And we want God to move in a mighty way. And whatever you need from the Lord, you can get it out of the word of God. If you have a listening ear, bring your ear in to hear what God is saying tonight. And we just thank God again for being here. Also give honor to whomever honor is due. And I just thank God again for this opportunity. And before I get into the word of God, I want to have a short word of prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for being so good. Thank you for being so great and so kind, not unto us, O God, but all glory and honor belong unto you. Lord, send your word tonight. Send your anointing, my God. Let your word go out in power and demonstration. Oh, Lord, you know who you want to receive your word. You know where you want your word to go. Look on every listener tonight, whatever continent, whatever country they're in. Lord, you are there because you are everywhere, and you can do everything. You sit high and look low. Please look upon us tonight. Speak through us, my God. Speak to us and speak through us, my God. In the mighty name of Jesus, have your way, Lord. Let thy will be done. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, amen. We say amen and amen. If you will go with me to St. Matthew, the 7th chapter, beginning at the 13th verse. That's St. Matthew, the 7th chapter, beginning at the 13th verse, and I am reading out of the King James Version of the Bible. That's St. Matthew, the 7th chapter, beginning
amen.
At the
13th. God bless you. That's Martha. Amen.
Yes.
We can't hear you.
You can't?
Glory be to God.
Can you hear me now? Minister Manny, Emmanuel, can you hear? Minister Emmanuel?
We can hear you, Evangelist.
I hear you.
We can hear you.
Evangelist Everett. I hear Evangelist Hogg. I hear her.
Minister Emmanuel, you can't hear me?
Evangelist, he may have lost.
I'm not sure what the problem is.
Evangelist, this is Evangelist.
Is there anyone else that can hear me?
We can hear you. We can hear you.
I hear you.
Hear you?
Yes. I'm not sure why I'm not hearing you. Yes.
I hear you loud and clear.
Well, I'm going to have to keep going. Hopefully he'll hear me sooner or later.
We got it.
Okay, Minister Emmanuel, are you on?
Yes, God bless you. We hear you.
Okay. I know with this technology and telephones and wireless and all of that, We're bound to have some technical difficulties. But again, if you will go with me to St. Matthew, the 7th chapter, beginning at the 13th verse. Again, I'm reading out of the King James Version of the Bible. And these two verses, verses 13 and 14, is Jesus is speaking these verses. The 13th verse says, "Enter ye in at the strait gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life. And few there be that find it." Let me read these verses again. "Enter ye in at the strait gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." How that my topic tonight is choose life and not death. Choose life and not death. I believe the word choose means to pick out, to pick out or select someone or something. You pick it out and select it as being the best or the most appropriate of two or more choices. It also means to decide on a course of action. Decide on which way you want to live your life. Some of the choices that we make include whether or not we're going to work today, where are we going shopping, what we're going to put on, what we're going to drive, who we're going to meet. We make these decisions without even thinking about it. We go on whether or not we want to go to church today or not. We go on, so forth and so on, making all kinds of choices. Choices, choices, so many choices that we make. We make a lot of them without even giving much thought to it. We're so used to it, it becomes second nature to us. We don't even think about it. But may I caution you, there is one choice that you will make that will determine where you will spend eternity. Hallelujah, that will determine your destiny. That's one of the choices you will make. And how that no one can make this choice but you. No friends of yours can make it. No family members can make it. You yourself have to make a choice. And how that in verse 13, Jesus began to say, enter in at the straight gate. See, there's a choice here, but Jesus is warning the people to enter in at the straight gate. He's trying to tell you what the appropriate choice is. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. How that he began to say, enter in at the straight gate. And I believe straight means a narrow passage. And a gate is an opening. That straight is a narrow passage. And he began to say, few there be that find it. That straight gate is the gospel way of living, holy and sanctified. And if you want to enter in at the straight gate, you got to give up the world and its ways to follow Jesus. And the song says, I decided to make Jesus my choice. How that in this way you can't straddle the fence. You can't live for God and live for the world too. You got to make a decision, and if I was you, I would do it now. The song says, get right with God and do it now. How that we don't have a lot of time. In St. Matthew 6:24, no man can serve two masters. Hallelujah. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Let me tell you, you cannot serve God and mammon. You cannot straddle the fence. Some people want to serve God and still do the worldly things. But it's not going to work. It won't work with God. How that he said, Jesus said, enter ye in at the straight gate, that narrow gate, that Holy Ghost gate. He said, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be that go in thereout. How that wide is the gate, that means a whole lot of people are going this way, and it leads to destruction. How that many people are refusing to enter in at that straight gate. This straight gate is not the way of the world, but the wide gate is the way of the world. How that this is the most popular way. The way of the world is the most popular way. I mean, everybody is going. Everybody that don't want to be saved are going this way. So that in this way you can do what you want to do, whether it's right or whether it's wrong. You go where you want to go. You don't hear nobody. You go and you party it up. So that you go to the dance club. You go to the juke joints and wherever, and you call yourself having a good time. You're entering in at that wide gate. But Jesus is cautioning you. He said, in other words, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way, which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. If I was you, I would make a choice. I would no longer go and enter in that wide gate. So that because that wide gate will lead you to eternity of hell. It'll lead you into an eternity of destruction. So that if I was you, I would choose life. I would choose to go into that straight gate. I would choose to go the way that the Lord is telling me to go. He said, enter ye in at the straight gate. And for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. I want to warn you tonight, don't enter in at that wide gate because it's going to lead to destruction. Don't enter in. I don't care who else does it. But you ought to turn right now. You ought to make that choice and say, I'm going to live for Jesus. I choose life today so that if you don't, but if I was you, I would turn around. I would make that choice to enter in at the straight gate because that gate will lead to life eternal. That gate will lead you to heaven where there is peace, where there is joy, where there is love, where there is happiness. No more crying, no more dying, no more killing, no more stealing. I want to go there. I want to go to heaven. Heaven is a beautiful place. Hallelujah. The streets are paved with gold. The gates are made of pearl. There's a tree of life whose leaves are worth, whose leaves is for the healing of the nation. Jesus is there. Don't you want to go? Yes, I want to go. We can look at this world today and see what's going on. I tell you, the devil is moving from the north to the south, from the east to the west. He's moving, he's killing. But if I was you, I would run to Jesus. I would make Jesus my choice. How that I would make it, and I would make it in a hurry because I don't want to be lost. I don't want to go to hell. I want to enter in at the straight gate. Many people are refusing to live for Jesus. They'll tell you it don't take all of that. They'll tell you you don't have to do all of that. But let me tell you, you got to do that and more. You got to go the way that the Lord wants you to go. You got to fall out with your worldly ways. You got to turn from this world. You got to turn and turn to God. And if I was you, I would do it in a hurry because remember the choice you make will determine where you spend eternity. And let me tell you, eternity is a long time. How that rich man, he found out. So that when he refused to give up his ways, and he ended up in hell. And when he got in hell, he began to say, Father Abraham, send that beggar Lazarus to dip his finger in water to cool my parching tongue. For I am tormented in this flame. Hallelujah, you don't want to go there. Hallelujah, you want to go to heaven. Choose to enter in at the straight gate. Hallelujah, if I was you, I would make that choice. I would do it in a hurry. I would do it right now. That you got to make it up in your mind that you're going to live right, that you're going to forsake the world. Go with me to St. Luke, the 13th chapter. Hallelujah, God, he's good. St. Luke, the 13th chapter, beginning at the 22nd verse. It says that he went through the cities and villages, teaching and journeying toward Jerusalem. Then said one unto him, Lord, for there are few that be saved. And he said unto them, strive to enter in at the strait gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. When once the master of the house is risen up and hath shut to the door, and ye begin to stand without, and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. And he shall answer and say unto you, I know ye not whence ye are. Then shall ye begin to say, we have eaten and drunk in thy presence, and thou hast talked in our streets. But he shall say, I tell you, I know you not whence ye are. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. See, right now is the time. Right now is the try to enter in at that strait gate. One of these days, the doors are going to be shut. And you're going to be knocking just like those five foolish virgins in St. Matthew, the 25th chapter, how that five of the virgins was wise and five were foolish, how that the foolish made the choice not to take any oil, but the wise made the choice to take oil in their vessels. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. But at midnight, there was a cry made. Somebody said the midnight cry. How that it said, go ye out to meet the Lord. But how that when they began to trim their lamps, the foolish didn't have any oil in their vessel. How that right now is the time to buy oil. Hallelujah, now is the time to go buy for yourself. How that before Jesus returned, how that midnight cry is about to be made. Now that the judge standeth before the door. This is an urgency, an urgent cry. How that we don't have time to fool around. We don't have time to pick daisies away along the wayside. We don't have time to just pretend. But we got to be real. We got to seek Jesus before that midnight cry, before Jesus cracked the sky. We got to make a decision. We got to make a choice which way we're going. Either we're going to enter in at the straight gate and be saved, or go the way of the world, which is their wide gate, so that you have to choose life or death. You may say, I choose life, but what are you doing? Are you changing from the ways of the world? Are you giving up? Are you giving up sin? Are you turning around? Are you taking sides with the enemy? How that you got a decision to make. How that you got to call on Jesus. Jesus is the Savior. So many people say you don't have to call on him. But let me tell you, you got to call on Jesus in order to be saved. Now that Acts 4:12 begin to say, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. I want to tell you, Jesus is his name. He's the only one you can call and be saved. You can't call on this one. You can't call on that one. You got to call on Jesus. Jesus is the one. Jesus is his name. I had to call on him in order to be saved. You got to call on him in order to be saved. And if I was you, I would cry out unto him. I would let go of the world. I would come to him because he's the only one that can save you. No one else can save you. Now that there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. You can call on that great name. I tell you, if you call on him and call on him out of the depths of your heart, how that he will hear your cry. He will hear your prayer. He will come speedily to your rescue. If I was you, I would call on him. Call on him out of the depths of your soul. Isaiah 55:6-7 says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found, and call on him while he is near. because your tomorrow and my tomorrow may not come, but now is the acceptable time. Now is the day of salvation. Now is the acceptable time to get saved. Now is the acceptable time to enter in at that straight gate. So that you gotta break up your heart and come to Jesus. You gotta let him know that you wanna be saved. You gotta make an effort to come to the Savior. You gotta forsake your way. You gotta forsake your thoughts and come on to the Lord. So that if I was you, I would come. Come just as you are. You don't have to wait to give up this. You don't have to wait to give up that. But you can come now. You ought to choose life and not death. You want to live forever. How that if you don't choose Jesus, that means you're choosing death. And you're choosing death for eternity. How that you ought to make that change. Maybe you're burdened tonight. Maybe you have a sickness tonight. Maybe you're depressed. Maybe you're in sorrow. Maybe you're suicidal. But come to Jesus. He'll fix it for you. He died to fix it for you. He died that you may be saved. I don't care who you are. I don't care where you live. Jesus died for all men, that men everywhere could be saved. Come on to Jesus while there's still time, before that midnight cry. Surely that midnight cry is coming, and it's coming soon. How that if I was you, I wouldn't wait. I wouldn't continue to put it off, but I would make that choice. I would make that decision that I'm going to give my life to the Lord. I would bid the world goodbye. Goodbye, world. If I was you, I would do that and see when God come in. He'll lift your heavy burden, that burden you're carrying, just like a weight on your shoulder. God will lift it. He'll lift depression. He'll lift sickness. Maybe you feel like no one cares, but Jesus cares. He's waiting. He wants you to come to him. How that he'll take that burden off of you. He said, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you, 1 Peter 5:7. If you cast your care on Jesus, Jesus cares for you. He knows all about it. He knows better than you know what you're going through. Somebody may be going through something tonight. How that if you cast it on Jesus, Jesus will lift that burden. You may not be telling nobody, but Jesus knows all about it. You ought to come and give it over to him. You ought to make your way to the Lord. The song says, I came to Jesus just as I was. I was weary, worn, and sad, but I found in him a resting place, and he has made me glad. Jesus will make you glad. Jesus will lift that burden. He'll roll it away. He'll roll it away. How that Jesus love you today. In St. Matthew 11:28, he says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Jesus is standing with his arms outstretched, bidding you to come. All you got to do is come. Come unto Jesus. If you're laboring tonight, if you're heavy laden, come to the Lord, and he'll lift that burden. He'll lift your spirit. He'll give you new life. He'll give you more life abundantly if you come unto him. He says, take my yoke upon you. Jesus' yoke is easy. The devil want to crush you down. He want to put his heavy be yoke on you. But Jesus wants to lift you up. He said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You don't have to carry that burden. Just give it over to Jesus tonight so that Jesus will heal you. Jesus will deliver you. Go with me to say Matthew 16, beginning at the 24th verse. Let's say Matthew 16. It says, this said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. How that you may be trying to save your own life. You may be doing this or that to preserve your life. But one day you still got to give it up. It says, Jesus says, for whosoever will save his life shall lose it. And whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? For what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? See, you got a soul that needs to be saved. That's why I'm exhorting you to choose life. Choose the cross of Jesus. Follow after Jesus and you will have eternal life. But if you seek to save your life, if you seek to go another way, how that you're going to lose it. You're going to lose your life. How that come to Jesus. How that while there's still time. The song says, what will you give in exchange for your soul? What would you give? Is it really worth it? Is it worth you dying and going to hell forever and ever? Is it worth it? No, I'll answer the question. No, it's not worth it. Nothing is worth you losing your soul. So turn to Jesus while there's still time. Turn to him before the midnight cry. Turn to him before he comes back again. Because surely he's on his way back. And it won't be long. Just look at the time that we're living in. He's on his way back. Look what's going on. There's trouble everywhere. Trouble in the White House. Trouble everywhere you go. This world is not going to last much longer. There's killing everywhere. There's the COVID-19. How that is still going on. But now is the time to come to Jesus. Now is the time to make that choice. Forget about who don't want to go. You got to go for yourself. You got to stand before Jesus for yourself. All that you ought to come on while the blood is running warm in your veins. All that you ought to choose life. Choose to go with Jesus. All that Jesus will give you a new life. He'll give you a brand new identity. You won't look the same. People will look at you and say something is different about you. You got Jesus in your life. You ought to come. You ought to come. We used to sing the song, if you die now, you won't have to die no more. Go with me to say Luke 14 and 33. It says, so likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he has, he cannot be my disciple. All that you got to forsake it all. You got to forsake the world because the world is going down. How that you may feel like you're having a good time, but the world is going down. How that now is the time to choose life. Now is the time to give your life to the Lord. The choice is up to you. No one can make it for you, but you got to make it for yourself. How that go with me to Hebrews. Hebrews 3, 15 and 7. It says, while it is said today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart, as in the provocation. Truly the call is going out. The call of salvation is going out. Not just tonight, but it's been going out. Somebody ought to take heed. Somebody ought to listen. somebody ought to take heed to that call, because you may not live tomorrow. Tomorrow is not promised. We're living in a time where we got to get in a hurry. We got to make haste and choose to live for the Lord. We got to make haste and continue to live for the Lord. If you already saved, make haste, make haste. Come on in. Come on in the ark now. It's going to rain. It's going to rain down fire. You ought to come on in the ark now. How that time is running out. Time is getting shorter and shorter. And soon it'll be time no more. If I was you, I would make haste wherever you may be. I would find, I would try to find Jesus and let him be my choice. I would try to live for him. I would let him come in and fill me with the Holy Ghost. How that is nothing wrong with living for Jesus. There's nothing wrong with living holy and sanctified. There's nothing wrong with it. How that the world is doing its thing. How that it doesn't care about anybody. How that, but you got to come out of the world. You got to give the world up. You got to let it go and come to Jesus while there's still time. You ought to run, run to the Lord while you got a chance. If you don't, you're going to pay for your sin. If you go with me to Romans 6 and 23, how that Romans 6 and 23, it begin to tell you, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. You're going to pay for the sin that you committed, and with Jesus, nobody gets by. Jesus doesn't have a respect of person. With Jesus, if you sin, how that you're going to pay for it. But let me tell you, there's a way you can escape if you choose life. If you choose to give your life to the Lord, you can escape sin. You can escape that penalty of sin. How that there's an escape route. Jesus made it possible when he went up on Calvary's cross. He made it possible that you can escape death. He made it possible that you don't have to die and live eternally in hell. Jesus made it possible for you and I. He died for the sin of the world. How that there's a penalty you have to pay. How that while it's called day, you ought to make your way to Jesus. You ought to find him. The word is going out. The word is going out, and God has given everyone a chance to make that choice. He's telling you to enter in at the straight gate. He's telling you the choice that you should make. But if you decide to enter in at that wide gate, how that you're going to find destruction. But God has made a way that you can have life. See, he loves you tonight. He loves everybody. Whether you're rich or poor, he loves you. I don't care where you live. Jesus loves you tonight. And he wants to give you life. And that more abundantly. He wants to give you that abundant life. All that you got to come to him. You got to make him your choice. You got to choose life. You got to choose Jesus. So many people don't want to hear about Jesus. But let me tell you, he's the only one. He said, I am the door to the sheepfold. No man can. You can't get in the sheepfold no other way. If you're trying to climb up some other way, you're the same as a thief and a robber. But Jesus is that door. How that you ought to come to Jesus. How that he says in St. John 10, at the beginning of the 7th verse, then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not, that thief is the devil. It says, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giving his life for the sheep. See, Jesus is that door. He's telling you, you got to come through me. You got to come through Jesus. If you try to get in some other way, you're considered a thief and a robber. But Jesus is telling you, I am the door. Go through Jesus. How that he says, I am come that they might have life. See, that's the choice you should make, that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. So Jesus came to give you life, and he wants you to choose life today. Choose life and not death. Give up the world and take up your cross and follow Jesus. For Jesus loves you tonight, and he died that you and I may be saved. But we got to make that choice. We got to make that decision that we're going to give our lives to the Lord. No matter who don't want to go, you got to go for yourself. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what's in your life tonight. How that Jesus will fix it and he will give you life. But you got to come to him. You got to give it over to the Lord. The song said, turn it over to Jesus, and he will work it out. I don't care what the problem is. Turn it over to the Lord, and he'll work it out. My theme again tonight is choose life and not death. You don't want to die and be lost forever, but you want to live forever. And the only way you can do that is if you choose Jesus. If you give him your life, if you turn it over to him, how that he'll give you that abundant life. He'll give you new life. He'll give you a new name. How that give it over to the Lord and do it in a hurry. How that many years ago we felt like we had time. We felt like we can take our time coming to Jesus. But let me tell you, time is winding up. The time that we know now, we will soon know no more. How that we see judgment all in the land. So much killing and blood is just running and people are getting shot and all kinds of evil is in the land. The word of God said it would be pestilence. How that we got this pandemic going on. The word of God said it would be. See, that word of God is right. If you want to know what's going to happen, read the word. Read God's word because it will tell you about the signs of the time. It will tell you about these days that we're living in. How that the word of God already is telling us that soon and very soon, Jesus is going to return. Will you be ready? Will you have made the right choice? Will you have made Jesus your choice? Or will you be lost because you didn't? You wanted to live for the world, but now you're going to have to give an account of it. If you refuse to give Jesus your life, how that you're going to have to give an account of it in that day when you stand before the Lord. How that he says, I stand in Revelation. He's standing at the door knocking. He's knocking at the door of your heart. Will you open the door and let him in? If you let him in, he'll come in and sup with you. How that he'll take you in as one of his child. He'll take you in as one of his children. Will you open up that door tonight? Let Jesus come on in. People are opening the doors and everything and anything is coming in. But if you open up the door of your heart and invite Jesus to come in, he'll come in and he'll live and abide with you. Will you open up that door? Will you make that choice? Will you make Jesus your choice? If I was you, I would do it. I would make it and make it in a hurry. While there's still time, while the bridegroom has not come back yet, you still got time. But once he come back and shut that door, you won't be able to get in. It'll be no more time. Hallelujah. No more time. Jesus has given us plenty of time to get it right. He hasn't come back yet. But soon he's going to hasten his coming because the world is so wicked. Don't be caught outside of the ark of safety. Come. Come to Jesus. Come just as you are. You don't have to fix up. You don't have to make up nothing. Just come to him just as you are, with your burdens, with your problems, with your sickness. Just come to Jesus. Give it over to him. He'll work it out. He'll fix it for you. He'll save you and make you that new creature if you're willing to come. The word has gone out and is still going out, inviting you to come. Don't wait. Don't wait until it's said too late. Don't wait until the door is shut on you. But if I was you, I would come now. You may not understand everything. You may not understand everything about the word, but you come now and Jesus will teach you. You may feel like, well, I just can't do it. I'm not ready. But you'll never be ready. You got to come and let Jesus get you ready. He's waiting on you. He's calling you. You know he's been calling you. He's calling you. He's calling out your name, bidding you to come. If I was you, I would come. I wouldn't wait. I wouldn't continue to put off. I wouldn't straddle the fence. I would make Jesus my choice. I would choose life and not death. Many people are choosing death, and they're losing their lives. Innocent people, but you don't have to be one of them. We thank God for the word tonight. Truly choose life and not death. Death is no terror to the child of God. But how that if you're out of the ark of safety, you don't want to die. But if I was you right now, I would give my life to the Lord. I wouldn't wait. I would do it and do it now in a hurry. And I thank God for the word of God. Truly, God's word is right wherever you may live. How that God's word is right. And we can't substitute it for nothing or nobody. How that what he says, he will do. He will perform that. So right now, you have an opportunity to come. How that I'm going to extend the salvation call to anybody that wants to make Jesus their choice. You have an opportunity to choose life and live forever rather than die and be lost for eternity. Right now, we're going to have the call of salvation to anyone. Maybe you have been touched by the word. Maybe you want to give your life to the Lord. You want to choose life and not death. Now is your opportunity. Now is the acceptable time to do just that. Right now, we're going to, I believe, it's all right with Minister Emmanuel, we're going to open up the lines. And you dial *6. Go ahead, Minister Emmanuel.
No, go ahead. It's okay to open up. Yes, it's okay to open off a prayer.
Dial *6 if you want to accept this salvation. If you want to choose Jesus, you can do it now. For tomorrow is not promised. Right now is the acceptable time. Right now, is there one that wants to choose Jesus? After you heard the word of God and that invitation went out, are you willing to take that bold step and say that I want to choose life? I want to choose Jesus tonight. Is there one? Is there one? Well, maybe there's one that want to say, just pray for me and my family. We're going through something. Just pray. Maybe you don't feel like you're ready now, but you just want us to pray for you that God will get you ready. Is there one?
Praise the Lord. We thank God for the word on tonight, and we thank God for Evangelist Bradley and all the PN and advisors. I was on here a couple of weeks ago asking for prayers for a lady's family that she was shot and she died, and it came on the news today, amen, where they found the killers, amen, and they will be brought to justice. Number two, I am asking prayer for Karima Falls, that she may accept God as her Savior, and that she will be healed because she also has cancer. So pray for Karima Forbes for me in Jesus' name, that she will accept the Lord as well as that she may be healed. Thank you, woman of God, and God bless you, and thank you for the word on tonight. Amen.
God bless you. I believe that her name was Tariman Forbes. Is that her name? Am I pronouncing it correctly?
Ma'am.
Yes.
That's correct. Tariman Forbes.
Okay. God bless you. Thank you so much for calling in. Thank you. And definitely her name, Tariman Forbes' name, will be on the PNN prayer list. God bless you. Is there another? Before we go into prayer, you still have a little bit of time. Is there another that want to call in and say, just pray for me? I want to be saved. Is there another?
Praise the Lord. I enjoyed the message on tonight. We thank God for you and the PNN family. He's asking for prayer for me and my family. Amen. Just going through a lot of stuff. Just pray for us. God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you. Did you want to give your name or you don't? Your name of you and your family.
It's Sister Janie and her family.
Sister Janie. God bless you, Sister Janie, for taking
God bless you, woman of God.
God bless you, Sister Janie and family. I believe Minister Emmanuel.
I have some that need to be saved, so they're asking for salvation for some. Amen.
Well, yes, that's what the word was about. Jesus died to save you. He died to save you. You can be saved. You can be saved tonight. If you're willing to give up everything, Jesus will save you. He will come where you are, wherever you're located. He's there already. He's just waiting on you, waiting you to give your heart and your life to him. Are you ready to do this?
have grandchildren.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand what you said.
I said my family. I have some family members that need to be
yes.
saved.
Family
Amen.
Members. God bless you.
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
God for you. I'm sure we all have family members that need to be saved. Is there another before we go into prayer?
Praise God.
Is there someone else? God bless you.
I was calling to get prayer for myself and my family, for myself to strength to continue to be what the Lord wants me to be. I am saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost, and I want to go higher and higher, as high as I can get in the Lord. And, you know, I just ask for strength to continue my journey, and, you know, no matter what the devil or the enemy tries to throw at me, I know that God is there with me, and I have faith, and I know he said he'll never leave me or forsake me, and I'm just asking for strength to continue on this journey, and prayers for my family as well, my children, my husband. Thank you.
God bless you, sister. God bless you, Sister Clarissa Johnson. You be encouraged. You hold your head up, and you keep praying, and God, he'll take you higher. We're getting ready to go into prayer. Is there another before we go into prayer?
Oh, woman of God, looks like we have a
well, we're some great. Go ahead. Yes.
Bless you, woman of God. My name is Gwen. And like the last call, I would like for prayer for my strength in the Lord to get closer to him and stronger in him. I would also like to get prayer for my coworker, Alexis Smith. Seems like every direction she turns is something trying to get her, finances, family, job, you name it. So I would like to get prayer for her. I would also like prayer for Jeanette Monahan. She's currently in a work release center and getting ready to be released within the next, I guess, 30 days or so. And just pray that she can get everything living and housing situations situated before she leaves here so that she has somewhere to go so she's not just out there to be in a situation like she was before she came here. And just pray for everybody in the world in an effort to not be selfish. Everybody need prayer. I also would like to pray for my sister Crystal Reed and her son Christopher Jackson. Their relationship is not what it should be, so I need closeness within their relationship. I don't think they're currently speaking, but I know God is good and anything possible through him, so... That's my prayer request for tonight. Please, ma'am, thank you, and God bless you, and PNN, and Evangelist Bradley, thank you.
God bless you. We thank God for you calling in. And truly, we know that prayer changes things. If you believe that God will do it, he will do it. So
yes,
right ma'am. Now, we're going to go into prayer.
Woman
and we
God.
Know that God, he has a listening ear, and he already knows about the problems that you're facing. He already knows. He was just waiting for you to come to him.
Woman of
and
God.
And that's the saints that are on the line. Let's remember these names. Let's remember Terramon Ford, prayer for Ms. Sister Janie and her family members. Sister Clarissa Johnson and her family, she's asking for strength. Let's remember Gwen tonight. Let's remember Alexis Smith, Jeanette Money, Crystal Reed, Clifford Jackson, I believe that's the name. Right now we're going to go to God in prayer. And let's focus on the Lord because God, he will hear and he will answer prayer. We're not going to pray no long prayer, but we want God to hear our cry. Wherever you are, you can pray along with me. Just put your mind on Jesus. Nobody or nothing else but Jesus. Reach out to him with your heart. Reach out to him tonight. Oh, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you on behalf of these souls that called in. Oh, Heavenly Father, we know you do hear and you answer prayer. You're a prayer-answering Savior, Lord. Your ears not too heavy that it cannot hear, neither your arms too short that it cannot save. Oh, Lord, look upon us right now. Look on every woman that's on the line. Somebody needs you, Lord. Somebody need a touch from you, Jesus. Somebody have situations that only you can work out. Oh, Lord, fix it, my God. Save such that need to be saved. Every name that I called out, some of the saints want to go higher in you. Some want more strength and power. Oh, Lord, some need your help. Oh, Lord, look on them right now. And that you will fix every situation because you know all about it. You know how to fix it. You know how to work it out. Oh, Lord, send out strength. Send out salvation. Send out healing in the name of Jesus. Go where they are, Lord. We don't know exactly where they are, but you know all about it. Stop by their house. Stop by my Jesus, Jesus, we know you're able, God. Jesus, Jesus, move in a mighty way. Move in signs and wonders. Move in signs and wonders. Move, Lord. Move in the name of Jesus. Help somebody out of their predicament. Make a way out of no way. Open up a door that needs to be opened. The door that may be shut, we're asking that you will open it up. Somebody need healing tonight. You are a healer. You are a great physician. You can do everything. Oh, Lord, there's nothing you can't do. Look upon us, Lord. We need you, Jesus. We need you in a time like this. We need thy help. We need thy mercy. Lord, save on this CNN network. Save and deliver. Oh, Lord, send your Holy Ghost down. Send strength down. Send healing down. Open up that prison door, Lord, in the name of Jesus. The ones that want to go higher in you, Lord. Lord, take them higher. Higher in you, Lord. You want us all to come up a little higher. Lord, take us higher in you, in the name of Jesus. Look on Evangelist Bradley. Look on Minister Emmanuel. Oh, Lord, look on officials of this network, God. Strengthen and encourage them, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you for those that took time out to call in to hear your word. Oh, my God, visit them in a special way. Bless them in a special way. Let them know that you love them, that you care about them tonight. There's someone that cares, and you're the one that cares. You're the one that can save. You're the one that can heal and deliver. Lord, you're able to do it all, and we're asking you, Lord, oh, Lord, to please do it according to your will. We're nothing, Lord. We're nothing without you. Lord, look on us. Hear our humble cry. Hear our humble plea. Move, Lord. Move, Jesus. Move, Lord, from the east to the west, from this continent to the next. Move from continent to continent, from country to country, from town to town, from city to city. Move, Lord, move in a mighty way. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, help us to believe on you. Help us to choose life. Help us to choose praise. And Lord, we'll give your name praise. We'll give your name glory. We'll tell others about you. In the mighty name of Jesus, let your will be done. Have thine eternal way. And we thank you tonight. We give glory unto thee. We give thanks unto you. We say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for so much mercy. Thank you, Jesus, for putting up with us. Thank you, Jesus, for all the many blessings you have bestowed upon us. And we thank you for sparing our lives, for giving us another chance to get it right with you. We thank you on tonight. We give your name glory, honor, and praise. Oh, Lord, all these things we ask in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Services turned back into the hands of Minister Emmanuel Hawks.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. For such, amen, a powerful word tonight. Amen. We bless God. Amen. Amen. We bless God for such, amen, a powerful, powerful message on tonight. I tell you, amen, the Lord spoke to us tonight. Amen. I tell you, amen, this woman of God, amen, she walked this phone line tonight. She walked, amen, and she preached Bible. Amen. She preached scripture. Everything that she said, she backed it up with scripture and the word of God. Amen. I tell you, amen, we thank God for this word. Amen. People of God, don't let this word pass you by. Amen. God, amen, he's speaking to us. He's giving somebody time. Amen. This may be the last message that somebody may get to hear tonight. Amen. But today is the acceptable day. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. Amen. So we bless God for this judgment message. And truly, God has called us into judgment. Amen. We got to be ready. Amen. We're not going to, amen, say much behind this message, but we want you to think on the word of God tonight. Amen. Think on what you have heard. Amen. Because God, amen, was speaking. Amen. It says, choose life and not death. God is giving you time to make a sound decision. Amen. You're going to determine where you will spend eternity. Amen. The choice is yours. Amen. So we bless God tonight for the word of God. Amen. I tell you, it was such a powerful word tonight. Amen. And this is the message that saved me. This is the kind of preaching that saved my soul. Amen. It wasn't, amen, nothing else. It wasn't the prosperity messages. It was this sound doctrine that saved my soul. Let me know that I had to make a decision. Amen. Where I want to spend eternity. Amen. I'm so glad that I made the Lord my choice. Amen. That's why I'm still living and here today, because of Christ. So, people of God, we advise you to take heed to the word of God. Thank God for the prayer of faith. Amen. We believe God. Amen. That God, amen, answer. Amen. Answer prayer. Amen. And there was a few people that was trying to get onto the prayer line. Amen. We didn't know it. Amen. They was having technical, amen, to get over. Amen. But thank God we prayed the prayer of faith. Amen. We believe God. Amen. Long as you touch and agree with us, amen, with your situation, amen, go in peace. Amen. Thy faith has made thee whole. We believe God. Amen. This prayer covered everything and everybody. Amen. We pray for the world, this nation, this society. Amen. Nobody was excluded, amen, from this prayer. Amen. So trust God. Amen. And know that God is going to work in your favor. Amen. We just thank God for the word of God once again. Amen. We thank God for this. Amen. The woman of God. Amen. Evangelist Martha Caldwell, I tell you. Amen. Lord knows she stretched out tonight and she preached, amen, the word of God. Amen. What I like about it is that she, everything she said, she had scripture for it. Everything that came out of her mouth, she had Bible to back it up. Amen. So we are without excuse if we don't accept and hear the word of God. We are without excuse. So we appreciate you, woman of God. We thank God for you. Amen. We thank God, amen, for the words, for the beautiful prayer. And we believe God tonight. We believe that somebody is going to take heed to this word tonight. Amen. That they have heard. Amen. So we want to just pray for you. Amen. We want to pray that God will cover you. God will strengthen you. Amen. Even restore virtue back into you. Amen. That was withdrawn. Amen. This night. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, we praise you, we bless your name. Oh, Father God, we give you praise, we give you glory. We thank you, oh God, for the word that we have heard tonight. Oh God, we receive your word with gladness. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for the opportunity for salvation. We thank you for a chance to be saved and to accept you as Lord of our life. Oh God, we pray tonight that you will look on the woman of God. We pray that you will touch her, give her strength. Father God, touch her body. Oh God, bless her. Bless her home. Oh God, bless her family. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we pray that you will strengthen her body tonight. Oh God, we pray that you will instill virtue back into her. Everything that was withdrawn out of her tonight. Father God, we pray that you will instill it back into her, even double, God. Give her a double portion tonight, even of thy free spirit. Anoint her, re-anoint her for your service. Oh God, even bless her ministry, God. Oh God, bless the works of her hand. We know you ain't, we know you got the power. Oh God, use her for your will and your glory. You do these things, we'll give your name to praise. In Jesus' mighty name, we count it done. Amen and thank God. Amen. Once again, woman of God, amen, we thank God for you. Amen. I tell you, this was such a, amen, a very timely judgment message. Amen, for the whole world. Amen. And don't let this message, amen, pass you by. But hear, amen, and your soul shall live. Amen. And we want to remind you, amen, we, amen, not only remind you, but we want to encourage you, amen, to get a copy of tonight's broadcast. Amen. Get a copy of tonight's broadcast. Amen. You say, you may say, well, I'm already saved. Well, get a copy and send it to somebody that you know that is not saved and let them know that time is drawing nigh. Amen. So we're going to ask you to please, amen, to request a copy. Please text 912-257-3918. Once again, if you'd like to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast, amen, please text 912-257-3918. Amen. And also, amen, for our radio listeners and, amen, our international callers, amen, you may use WhatsApp. Amen. You may use WhatsApp, amen, and text 678-608-7234. Once again, that second number is 678-608-7234. Please, amen, when you get this copy, please don't keep it to yourself, but spread the word. Spread this gospel, because somebody needs to know, amen, that it's judgment time. Somebody needs to know, amen, that their soul is required of them in judgment. Amen. So we bless God tonight. We praise God, amen, for such a beautiful word. Amen. We thank you, amen, woman of God. We thank you, amen, for coming to the Prayer News Network. Amen and amen. Blessing us with such, amen, a powerful word from the Lord. Amen. Definitely pray that this will not be your last time. Amen. We would love to have you again, amen, sometime in the near future. Amen. So we appreciate you. We're praying for you. Amen. On behalf of the Prayer News Network, amen, our founder, amen, our visionary and founder, amen, Evangelist Bradley, amen, and all the PN advisors, amen, we thank God, amen, for you, amen, unveiling yourself and yielding to the will of God and being obedient to the Spirit, amen, of the Lord, amen. We're praying for you, amen. We just thank God for all things, and amen. I don't know, amen, by visionary, amen, if you would like to have some words, amen, before we turn it back over to our speaker. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We praise God for all things. Amen. We give God the glory. Amen. Because he is worthy to be praised. Amen. Let's continue to keep her in prayer. Amen. She's a woman, amen, that wears many hats. Amen. And she's always, amen, busy for the Lord. Amen. But let's keep her in prayer. Amen. That God, amen, will continue to bless and strengthen her. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. I pray you can hear me. Amen. We've been experiencing a little technical difficulties. Amen. But we have the victory. Amen. Evangelist Bradley, amen. She's, amen, experiencing a little technical difficulties herself. Amen. But she sends her regards, her love, and her prayer. Amen. I thought earlier when, amen, I couldn't hear. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. My phone, amen, went dead on me. Amen. Not dead, but it just dropped the call. Amen. That's why I couldn't hear the speaker. But amen, but the devil, amen, he's a lie. We have the victory. Amen. He wanted to bring distraction, amen, to stop this powerful word of God. But Satan, it didn't work. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. Amen. We have the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. But we praise God for all things. Amen. We're not going to prolong the time. Amen. We just give God the glory. Amen. Vanessa Bradley, amen. She was trying to come over. Amen. But she couldn't get over due to technical, amen, difficulties. But, amen, we praise God. Amen. She wants you to know she definitely thoroughly enjoyed the word of God. Amen. Amen. We were just enjoying the Lord and enjoying the message. Amen. So we give God praise. Amen. So at this time, amen, we're not going to prolong the time. But people of God, we urge you to get a copy of tonight's broadcast. Amen. Listen to the word over again. Amen. Share this gospel with somebody because somebody needs to hear this word. It will save their soul and it will save them from destruction. Amen. So we urge you to please share this word tonight that you have heard. Amen. So, amen. We thank God for all things. Amen. Evangelist Marfa, we appreciate you. Amen. We love you with the love of Jesus. Amen. We want to encourage you to keep working for the Lord. Amen. And also, when you come back over to the platform, amen, we would love for you to share, amen, your information, amen, for your prayer line in the Hope Ministry. Amen. We would love, amen, for you to share, amen, that information with us. Amen. So God bless you, people of God. Amen. Look to Jesus. Amen. And following the message, amen. Amen. We're going to just, amen, go out solemnly because this is the kind of message, this is a judgment message, and we don't want to interrupt the Spirit. We want the Spirit, amen, to be able to minister and, amen, take root. We want you to think about this word tonight. Amen. We don't need no distractions. We don't need no interruptions tonight, but we want you to think about this word, amen, that you have heard, amen, tonight. And we want you to ponder upon it and let the word of God work on in your life. Amen. So at this time, we're going to, amen, yield the platform back over to our speaker, amen, of the hour, amen, personal evangelist, amen, Martha Caller Breath, amen. And then afterwards, amen, we will, amen, dismiss this broadcast for tonight. Amen. God bless you, evangelist Martha Caller Breath.
Praise the Lord. We just thank God for the opportunity to bring forth his word. We thank God. We love you so much, Minister Emmanuel. We just thank God for you. We thank God for Evangelist Bradley and all those that took time to call in, even those that opened up the lines and called in for prayer. And we're going to be praying for you. And we thank God for you. God knows who you are, and he knows your circumstances. And may your hearts be encouraged. Everyone, may your heart be encouraged. And look to Jesus for everything that you need. And I bless and I praise his name tonight. I just thank God for each and every one of you. Let us take the word of God in. As Minister Manny brought out, I do have a weekly ministry. It's called the There Is Hope in Jesus Ministry, or Hope Ministry for short, every Wednesday at 6 o'clock p.m., as much as the Lord will allow. And if you want to, you should call in, and the number that you can get into the ministry, you have a pen. It's 551-258-5271. 551-258-5271. May your hearts be blessed. May you be encouraged knowing that Jesus is still on the throne and he's still in control, and how that we got to choose life and not death. So, Minister Manny, did you want me to do the closing prayer, or you will do it?
No, woman of God, you can go ahead and do the closing prayer.
Oh, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we're so humbly thankful for what you said to us tonight. Help us to apply it to our hearts and remember the precious souls that called in. Lord, you know who they are. Lord, fix what needs to be fixed in our lives. In the name of Jesus, Lord, have thine eternal way. Help us to give your name glory and honor in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you. We thank you in advance. We thank you for what you've done. Thank you for what you're doing right now. And thank you for what you're going to do. We thank you in advance. Continue to bless Minister Emmanuel. Oh, Lord, help him to do thy will, oh God. in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you for this hour. Oh, Lord, continue to bless, continue to keep us, continue to watch over us and protect us. And now we're going to have our closing benediction. Repeat after me. May the Lord watch between me and thee when we are absent one from another. Amen. God bless each and every one of you.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Evangelist, we love you. Thank God for you. Amen. People of God, amen. We thank God for each one of you. Amen. We want to encourage you to get a copy of tonight's broadcast. Amen. We'll see you, amen, on tomorrow. Amen. Remember, seek the Lord. Amen. While he may be found. Amen. Until tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Amen. We'll see you then. God bless you. We love you in the mighty name of Jesus.
God bless you.
This session is no longer being recorded.